Hey everybody, welcome to Channel 9 Live at Tech Ed North America in New Orleans, Louisiana. With me, of course, Mr. Rick Claus. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, man? You had some pretty serious job requirements that you had to go through to be able to do that press stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to actually go through special training and then special training for the special training.
Wow. How many rehearsals did it take?
It depends. How many times did we try putting the stools out and then striking them and putting the stools out again?
Nice. It's all about placement.
Exactly right. So, Channel 9 Live, we are here all day long. Actually, we're here for the next 4 days. We're going to be live with you here at Tech Ed North America. Those of you watching at home, just watched Jeffrey Snover in the foundation session along with Jeff Woolsey.
Yep.
We've got other foundation sessions that we're going to be sending all of you guys to throughout the day. But in between, you've got us at Channel 9 Live. We've got Brian Harry coming up with Brian Keller, the Brian Show, I guess. That's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brian Squared,
yeah, good job. Nice one. Brian Squared in just a few minutes. Until then, we should do a count up show.
Well, we finished the countdowns.
Well, at least for North America, right?
So for North America. We're still going to be doing a countdown show later this week for Tech Ed Europe, taking place in Madrid. And so I guess it's something logical to do a count up for Tech Ed North America.
Well,
so,
since we are what? T plus...
How many hours?
Three and a half. Yeah, 3.5. T plus 3 hours into Tech Ed North America. We should cover off a few things that a lot of people don't know. First of all, do you want to talk a little bit about the player? You discovered something about the Channel 9 player.
Yeah, so if you're at the main Channel 9 site, so just simply channel9msdn.com, we basically have taken over the page to be able to deliver the live streaming of the event the entire time. Now, one thing I didn't know, because I was asking you if I should be able to replay and take a look at some stuff or not on the system, and I'm like, oh, well, normally we have to encode that. Well, we don't actually have to encode it at all. If you simply will go through on the main page and then choose, by scrolling down, jump to a certain point in time, you can jump inside the live stream to go backwards or forward because of the technology we're using with media streaming. So, for instance, you can jump right to the start of the keynote presentation and get to watch that rather funny video that they made. I actually like that one. And then you can also, you'll even have a link for you for being able to jump to the live press conference.
Oh, yeah.
And then now also the Transform the Data Center with Mr. Woolsey and Mr. Snover.
Who you are going to actually have here,
yep.
Interviewing later on.
I think 4:15 is my call. What's the official time?
Yeah, so we'll be 4:15 is actually the time that we actually start.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be here, so we'll have them as well. Also, for those of you at home, we've got a bunch of interviews. We've got some .NET stuff and modern line of business application stuff that we're going to have with Robert Green.
Yep.
And also going to be talking about this Windows Azure Services for Windows Server, the Windows Azure Pack that we talked about today in the keynote. Now, I want your take on the keynote, Rick, because as the server guy, they showed some pretty seriously amazing stuff. I was actually now jealous that you get to do server.
Well, let's just say that there's a number of tweets, number of comments that came out about the amount of stuff that we showed during this keynote. It was just amazing for the unveil, if you will, for everything. And that's just on the server side, also on the client side, also on the Azure side, the development space as well. But on the server side, some of the stuff that has me very, very excited is the introduction of what we're doing with storage, to be able to bring new and powerful storage capabilities to light. And the big thing is being able to bring performance and tiering of data just built in with commodity hardware and commodity disks. So amazing stuff coming through there on the storage side. This is the biggest thing that stood out for me.
Now, we've been out kind of doing this big tour, and you've talked a lot about this commodity disks and just the significant reduction in expenses. The performance increases that we saw today during the keynote, that was just simply insane.
Yeah, they had Mr. Woolsey, Jeff was up there doing a bit of a demonstration, and he first of all simply showed us, physical attached disks, so locally attached storage onto the server compared to a remote access storage that was just commodity storage. And basically you had virtually identical performance capabilities between the two different boxes. And then he introduced the tiering to be able to do stuff, which was just incredible for performance. But then the part that really kind of tipped people over the edge is when they started to include the capabilities of having deduplication taking place. and then booting up virtual machines that were VDI instances using the deduplication space savings and getting performance benefits on top of the space savings.
See, that's what blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because typically when I think of doing things like data deduplication, you're going to have a performance hit when you do that. There's actually a performance increase?
Basically, you're taking not only just the disk and the chunks of the disk that you need to have access to on the VDI side of things, you're actually taking the memory to be able to make it up and available too. So performance-wise, it just goes through the roof. It just further goes through the fact that really there's virtually nothing that you can't virtualize. Like how I did that?
There's virtually nothing you can't add the one.
You carry it over.
All right, there literally
is no more workloads that you should not be able to virtualize effectively with using this. So incredible, incredible stuff. And it's not just on the virtualization side.
So we've got, we did some Tech Ed 101 yesterday. We talked about the event. We've been here on site. What are you hearing? What are you seeing on the Twitters? What are you hearing from attendees? What's happening out there in the world?
People are talking about some very, very cool stuff on the Windows client side of things. Very, very excited about that with 8.1, with the new capabilities that were there. Actually, a lot of people are asking if they could get a hold of and try out that new 20-inch...
New tablet that he had showed.
It's not exactly a pocket-sized one, I would say.
Yeah.
But then they showed the pocket-sized one later on. That was down there as well. So
I want one of those on the plane.
Yeah.
Right? Because I always give you crap about the, 900-inch monitor on your laptop that you carry.
It's a portable data center. You have to have the space to be able to do stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, now I could have it in tablet form. I'd have to take two chunks. I have to put down both trays to be able to put the monitor to be able to watch stuff, and I could actually charge my seatmates to be able to watch stuff if I wanted to.
you can make a profit on it.
And it's also high definition video as far as the resolution wise. I don't remember the numbers, but he quoted some huge number of dots of pixels of resolution, which is way bigger than the stuff I got on my desk for craziness. Absolute craziness.
As we're here, we're right in the middle of the expo hall, so everybody can probably see behind us. All the folks are kind of walking by. If you're here, you should come by and say hello.
Yes.
If you're watching from home, you can interact with us all day long via the player. Send us in some questions. We're going to be monitoring those questions. As I mentioned before, we've got the two Brians coming up to talk about kind of these developer keynote announcements that we have, some new stuff around Visual Studio. We announced Windows Server 2012 R2.
Yes.
System Center 2012 R2.
Yep.
And also a new release of SQL Server.
Yep.
So lots of stuff going there, along with some more information around the enterprise features of Windows 8.1. And I'm going to really dive deep with those enterprise features tomorrow. I'm going to have Brad McCabe here, and we're going to dive deep on that right here on Channel 9 Live. So definitely interact with us. Stay around. We've got just a ton of content. Can you guys tell at home I'm filling? I'm stretching as we're waiting for folks to come for the foundation sessions.
Well,
it's not obvious, is it? Is it, guys? The crew's back there just laughing at me going, you're sinking, pal. You're sinking.
Well, I will say that you mentioned the different interviews that we have going on, but in between those live chunks of interviews, we are going to be taking sessions as well. And I believe that we made a post on the blog. Is it on the blog? Yes, it's on the blog. That basically lists off what the actual schedule of the sessions are individually.
Yeah.
So we stream one whole room as well doing the live stuff. So absolutely awesome stuff.
Yeah, today after that foundation session, we're going to go live to what we're calling the Taste of Tech Ed room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be after the lunch break. So we're currently in this long lunch break. We'll get you out to those technical sessions a little bit later on. I got to ask you about this. The announcements around Windows Azure today.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And particularly around pricing. And then here's my favorite. I've got to tell you guys this at home. My absolute favorite announcement was the fact that you're no longer paying for stopped VMs.
Yes, I think I heard the round of applause that came through three other conference halls before it got to where we were here at the stage when that was announced. And also the per minute billing. Like, what is this, like a cell phone plan or something?
Yeah, it really is, and it's really down into that second.
Like, I didn't even realize
that minute.
The other vendors would have you go through and bill you the entire time. I just thought it was per millet billing, but now it is per millet billing. So
yeah, absolutely.
If I spin up a VM, I have it up and running, I'm working inside Azure VMs, I can have it running for 36 minutes and then turn it off. I can only pay for those 36 minutes, that's it.
Yeah.
Huge savings.
Absolutely.
And I like the way how he quantified it with examples of saying, you know, that is the equivalent of this many websites running, talking to a database for this long, and then take that off and then do some more and the amount of money you saved. It was very, very impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. More information to come. We've got, looks like Brian and Brian, they're just getting mic'd up, getting ready to go. We're going to throw to those guys in a few minutes. Talk a little bit, we should talk about TechEd itself and then all of the planning that kind of went in to all of this stuff and all this execution. The Surface offer is insane.
Yes. So obviously if you are attending TechEd, you have the ability to go through and to pick up a service. There is a plethora of services everywhere you look, which is very, very nice to see. And they also mentioned, obviously, that those services will be upgradable to 8.1.
Yes.
When the preview comes out, and they announced during the keynote that the previews are going to be available at the build time frame, which is later in June. Also that those, not specifically the Surface, but the preview releases of Server 2012 R2 and System Center 2012 R2 are also going to be available around the same time. So we're putting bits in people's hands in the not-too-distant future. We're putting machines in people's hands to be able to go off and try it. And even on the Windows side of things, from the Surface perspective, people were very impressed with the stuff that you could do for managing your own devices and bringing your own devices into
absolutely.
Your environment on the enterprise side of things.
Yeah, a lot. And we're going to spend a lot of time on that this week through the Channel 9 live sessions.
Yeah.
One piece of information that folks at home I've been asked to get to you guys is the contest. So
oh, yes.
Brad rolled out on stage in an Aston Martin.
That was very cool.
So
they wouldn't let me drive it. I tried during keynote rehearsals and I was blocked from being able to look at the car or touch the car. But
Is that why they had the big black curtains around the thing so that you're not allowed anywhere near
it? It's the anti-Rick curtains.
the Rick avoidance curtain, the RAC. But this contest now, if you are a current MSDN subscriber and you go ahead and fire up and get Windows Azure applications deployed, you are going to be entered into a contest win an Aston Martin.
Yeah, they have to activate the benefits of Azure for their subscription. They have to go off and deploy an app and be able to consume and use that app with the services, and then you're entered in. The full details, obviously, are going to be available. I believe Scott Gu actually posted that on the blog just as he was talking about it went live. With the full details and links to be able to do that conference. And if you are someone that does not have an IT, does not have an MSDN subscription, but you know someone that does that may not know, tell them to go look at that blog. Maybe you can ride in their Aston Martin if they win it. You never know.
So how many applications do you plan on building and implementing? I mean, I know you're such a dev guy.
Oh, I'm there, man. If I get a chance to win that car, I'm there. Oh, wait. Fine print, it's not available to Microsoft employees.
Oh, see, we've already failed. Sorry, you can't.
Snookered.
Yeah, it's snookered, absolutely. So you couldn't drive the Aston Martin. Have you tried the NASCAR car that's just down the way?
I noticed that. I hear that you guys are going to be doing some stuff talking about
that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be doing some cool stuff with that a little bit later on.
I don't understand.
We got to tease the session.
I don't understand how that works, though. Like, it's the car is in the conference hall here, the expo hall. It's in the Windows client area.
Yes.
Is that a car that's powered by Windows or something?
Well, yeah, actually, it's the Toyota Racing Team. The Toyota Racing Team does a lot with Windows 8, and particularly, we were talking about Surface with Surface.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that. I believe Larry was actually doing donuts out in the parking lot before they brought the car in.
I believe he calls that warming the tires. You're supposed to warm the tires before you start doing some laps for better traction.
That's the official NASCAR term.
Yes.
Is warming the tires.
Now, is that particular NASCAR, is that like the version 2 of the car that the guys built as one of the projects for Channel 9? Remember they did the Mustang?
is that version 2 of the Mustang?
Is that version 2 of the Mustang?
No, they actually raced that car.
Okay.
They actually raced that car during the NASCAR Nationwide Series.
So it's a real one.
exactly. Before we close out, those of you watching at home, you're not here at TechEd. You need that taste of TechEd. We're bringing it here right to you. And then for those of you located across the pond and over in Europe who are sitting there thinking, should I go to TechEd in Madrid?
Well, let's just say there was one keynote in North America. There are two keynotes in Europe.
So you get double the fun.
Double the fun. Lots of announcements. Stuff's still going to be happening.
So make sure you register. And that is June 25th through the 28th in Madrid. Are you going to Madrid?
Absolutely, man. I got my Real shirt. I'm all set.
You're all good. More countdown shows to come with that as well. So we're just getting the Brian and Brian show ready to rock and roll here at TechEd North America. And obviously, you can get us on Twitter, at CH9Live. You can also interact with us and ask Brian questions. We want your questions directly from you, so interact with us on the player.
So anyone can ask questions for the live feed?
Sure, absolutely.
CH9Live, that's all
you
have to do?
Yep, just right on Channel 9, you just hit the I've got a question button, and you can ask things like, ask all those technical details. We have got a whole lot of great stuff coming to you right here from New Orleans, TechEd North America. Stay tuned for the Brian and Brian show. I'll be back later on, and then as soon as our lunch break is over, we're going to get you back to Taste of TechEd. TechEd North America 2013, live from New Orleans.